Hello, Lennies. Monday morning cracks.
Yeah. Oh. Cheers, Gunner.
Cheers, Runner.
Going on in the world. How is everybody out there, and how is your Monday morning going? Season 4 has begun, everyone, so listen up closely. This is Runner and Gunner with the new season just starting right before your very ears.
This is actually the Wednesday, the new, brand new, redone Wednesday edition of the Runner and Gunner show.
Rebooted.
We're not always here every Wednesday either. And guess what? When we are here,
hump day,
we're going to have a blast. It's Wednesday morning. We know you want to sip, but it's only the hump of the week.
And Humpty Dumpty sipped on a wall.
And Humpty Dumpty got too drunk and fair.
No King's Horseman came around because he got locked away. Anyways. Humpty Dumpty is my friend, and I used to do the dance every day back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Good old
Humpty
times.
Dumpty,
speaking of
like
back in the 80s,
Pac-Man.
There was a great game called Pac-Man and another great game.
It's also Humpty Dumpty.
Called Frogger.
Frogger
was really cool. He used to hip-hop around.
You know who I like better than Froggy?
Who's Froggy Doggy?
Lenny. Lenny and Froggy.
Lenny Frog.
Lenny Frog.
Loggy?
Laverne and Shirley? But, Frogger, so, the game, we
Frogger
got it.
The game, yeah. So the main goal of Frogger the game is to get your frogs across. It's not one frog. See, everybody gets it mixed up. They think it's one frog crossing. It's several frogs. How many holes? About 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
And so they got to cross, beat all this damn traffic. For some reason, everybody's going about 50 to 60 at the beginning, but once you get to the farther levels, it start going 85, 90, 105.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Texas.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
So what you got to do is get your guy across, get him into his little froggy hole, and that is the goal. If you get all 5 frogs in your froggy hole, you pass on to the next level.
And whoever does it the fastest gets the highest score. And then you get to put your initials on the number one spot and be the champion of all the kids.
I prefer putting ASS, but other people put B-U-T or, you know, whatever everybody puts in those 3 initials back in the day with those little joysticks. You got to move up and down. If you press A at the wrong thing, you might even get like an exclamation point, comma.
I'm GWG.
Quotation, whatever it is. But yes, GWG and R-U-N is the other thing I would put all the time.
Yes.
Same thing with Pac-Man, but Pac-Man...
Gunner with the gun. That's what GWG stands for. Gunner with the gun.
There you go. And Pac-Man was a whole different game also. Pac-Man was really cool. Mm. He used to freaking get chased. It was a whole different game. He wouldn't...
1980s.
Yeah, he would get chased by these ghosts. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, so he was
essentially... Lenny's out there might think it's racist, but
Humpty
hey.
Dumpty, and he was getting too sipped on his wall, and he was getting drunk, and so he started seeing ghosts.
He got hungry.
But he couldn't let the ghost... attack him if he was too hungry.
So he got these munchies for these pellets, and these pellets taste like, oh, whatever your favorite food is. It could be steak. It could be flamignon.
Lobster.
It could be Kobe. It could be
lasagna.
Anything that
pickles.
You could imagine. Pickles dipped in peanut butter. Anyway,
ice cream.
It was the best thing ever to him. And he would eat these things, and he would
get
so hungry that he couldn't stop eating. And the ghosts would get so mad because you're stealing our pellets. You know, we're trying to make a living here too. And so these ghosts would chase him around and around and around.
Yep.
And eventually he would get these power pellets. The power pellets would turn these ghosts blue and yet make them edible. So he was actually eating these ghosts. He could eat up to 4 ghosts at a time. And they would turn into ghosts or into eyeballs, go back into their little ghost land and come back.
How far have you ever gotten? What's the farthest you've gotten on Pac-Man? How far did I get? Level 3 is my...
I could get a little bit further than that. I've gotten really far. I used to play it on Sega, but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
We're talking strictly arcade.
I was born
strictly
in 86.
Arcade.
I mean, 79. And so I was just too young to play Pac-Man.
Yeah,
but I did
too.
Play Nintendo.
I love Pac-Man.
But Pac-Man
I did
was
play
also
the arcade,
Nintendo,
though.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
It was by... And what's it called?
Namco.
Namco. There we go. Namco were the creators of Pac-Man.
That was my favorite version.
It was cool.
Sorry, the truth.
Namco was, it was my favorite too. And Mrs. Pac-Man was also
cool. Oh, yeah. I
remember
loved it
Mrs.
too.
Pac-Man? Then they added
game.
A turbo thing
She had power.
They had cheater. Yeah, they had cheat modes.
Fruits.
Oh, and she had freaking lipstick and shit.
Oh, yeah. Lenny's probably loved Mrs. Pac-Man better than the original Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have anything to do with that.
So Pac-Man, all
it was just a better game, and Mrs. Pac-Man was the character you were playing with.
And then they called it Pac-Man Fever because everybody got into Pac-Man. It was one of the biggest deals of the early to mid 80s, you know, right before the Nintendo console came out, the NES original came out.
What was better, right, Frogger or Pac-Man?
Let's get back to that.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's tough.
For now, let's talk about last week's episode. If you guys missed last week's episode, then you're missing out.
A whole lot.
You should be afraid because
be very afraid.
You're missing out. And if you're FOMO, the fear of missing out, then you should be scared because you are falling behind in life. What are you doing? Still playing Call of Duty? Come on.
Pick up your life.
Let's do a little segment that we call
the Runner last week's and Gunner
episode.
Last week's
Runner
highlights.
And Gunner's highlights. Here's a couple clips from last week's episode, or Monday's episode.
Ever felt so feel it and wake up. Yes. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. We're going to tell you what happened.
Pretty freaking strong.
Ah, shoot. We're going to tell you what happened.
He will kick your butt if you don't know how to get him down.
And it wasn't right. I don't agree with that. I don't want to see it, so I turned it off right after
that. Okay, Uncle Andy, we're about to cut you off. We got to keep going with our stuff.
Please. Everyone can do that.
Highlander.
No, he can't do that. But...
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
There it was.
Wonderful highlights. You guys got to listen in to... Tune into the Runner Gunner Show to get the full best quality
every week
show.
Listen to it.
On Earth. We're better than anybody. Listen to our podcast. You guys got to tune in.
We are helping people.
We're not going to give you
the advice that you should be needing. And we're helping the poor widows of the earth, the broken widows. We're helping broken widows and fatherless boys, girls too, children. We're helping them. We're helping you. We're giving you enlightenment that is essential to being whole. We're giving you the number whole. That is full equal part. Anyways, enough of that. We got another segment. It's called Disco versus Technology. Disco versus Techno. And let me tell you, disco is dope. It's from the 70s.
Disco
it had a little computer making the noise. But techno is from the 90s it started, but it's still going today.
Yeah,
but it also has a little computer that's making all the noise.
See,
techno's...
okay.
Well, actually, you could do disco with the full band. I guess you could do techno too, but they don't.
You can. You
but
can.
Disco actually was most of the time with some kind of horn player or guitarist. And it'd be like... Dun, ta, dun, ta, dun. Disco fever. And then techno is a little more like. And you know, that is what techno is more like.
So they both sound kind of similar. These were considered dance crazes at their time that they both came out. They both came out and they were considered dance crazes. So a lot of people did a lot of different type of drugs and they just got out there and danced their butts off. And so this was what created this dance craze. Disco,
drugs,
in my opinion,
was created by drugs.
It's created by coke. Created by people that used to get down on the disco ball. See, there was a disco ball. They had things that have
and also they
survived
in the 70s,
during disco.
So you don't eat all day and then you do some coke and then you're jacked.
Yeah,
and
man.
That's how disco was made.
That is horrible. But
techno was made by pills.
Was made by people
and
who
you burn out and you get so sweaty and you keep on dancing, but you're dying.
We could
and you
say
just
disco
keep dancing,
was
and that's how techno was made.
Cocaine and techno was technicalities. E. And E is something that we did never take. Personally, I haven't. I know Gunner has it. I don't know if Gunner has, but I haven't.
I have not.
So I would not.
I will not.
Yeah. And so E was that thing that created that type of genre. And then people used to, you know, dress up funny and have a good time, though. And anyways, they had a good time.
It was a scene.
They would go there
thing.
And, they had their disco people. I mean, their techno people. And these techno people were... you know, going at it hard. They even had battle dances, and that's how battle dances were created during the techno actually. Era.
You could listen to it and enjoy the scene without doing drugs.
Yeah, you could just watch people freak out and be funny and do everything.
But, yeah, but the scene itself was created by drug-inspired musicians.
Exactly. But, okay, here we go. Now let's break it down to which one do you think was better? Me, I'll have to go with disco because I think disco had more hits. Techno doesn't have as much lyrics, and to me, it's personally just a disc jockey DJ type of thing. And disco is more, you could have instruments in disco, you could have Earth, Wind, and Fire created some of the disco. You know, there's big groups out there that have created disco, yet they were still big groups. Even the Bee Gees did some disco, and they're pretty huge themselves. Started disco. I mean, and how many techno groups can we name?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Exactly, you know? And
You Could Ring My Bell.
Oh, shoot. There's so many out there, you know?
Let's Get Down Tonight.
And even for the Lennies, I Will Survive. Yeah, yep. 80s Let's Get Down Tonight. Great. Yep. The boop, boop.
I'm actually going to have to take techno side.
Yeah.
Not because it had that, you know, I love disco because it had that 60s sense ability instilled inside of it.
It had the resin of the 60s.
It did. It had some resonation of the 60s, and I love that. And I will listen to disco all day long, especially over rap. But disco versus techno, I'm going to have to choose techno because the sounds. It's the modern, the computer. It's like disco on ecstasy.
I could see it.
And it's just so many lasers, sounds, quick drum beats,
that
bumping deeps, and strong, vibrating,
and
fast.
And plus, they seen colors when they were dancing. Solids. And the girls used to wear way less stuff than the girls that
the
dance
girls
to disco.
Are
the girls
crazy
that dance
to
techno
sexy with techno.
Wait,
they practically wear nothing because they're on ecstasy. And they're feeling ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, Alice DJ, I love. What about that? One song that goes, "I still remember your something. Don't you stay me too long? You know why?" Whatever that song. That song is dope. You know, Castles in the Sky. Even beyond, like even dubstep is, you know, techno. And you know, dubstep's dope. You know, it's got its mood.
New age
I
techno.
Put it on when I'm driving down the road.
Yeah,
it's good. I choose techno because
the
progression
moves you in a different direction.
Not because of that, because the technology behind it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So they got down with their. Yeah, I see. Okay.
All right. So on to the next subject. Technology. It's also music, and it is swing versus the 1940s
wartime
swing music.
Swing. So swing.
How do you know swing? What do you know about swing? What
swing,
is swing to you?
Swing to me is more like the big band type of stuff big horns and, you know, just getting down, you know, doing the Charleston, doing the
20s,
waltz,
even
the cool
20s
stuff.
Is swing.
Yeah, the cool stuff when it first began, and
but
you
me,
would
Benny
take your
Goodman,
girl to a ball and get all dressed up all nice, you know, wear your hats.
Glenn Miller.
Stuff like that.
King Koopa.
Wrong video game. I mean, same name.
Oh, I wish they made a video game. Oh, they do. Well, I don't know.
He should drum fireballs instead of spit them out.
So wartime,
but he couldn't much drum like a fireball.
Swing music is how I got introduced to swing in my life. To swing music, it was the Benny Goodman and the Gene 40s, Koopa.
Yeah.
Howlin' Forest and
those are
Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday, man.
Billie Holiday is the tip of the iceberg. If you go deeper, there's some very good songs to find.
So 1940s is really good also, I agree, because
20s swing music was
it introduced
same.
Right before a new type of music that was coming out that we love very much.
Rock and roll, baby.
Billy Haley and the Comets were big on swing music.
I'll take Elvis over Benny Goodman any day.
Yeah, that's what that's.
But
that,
it's a close.
So that
one.
Was the beginning. But
just any day.
As you were saying, I would probably still take swing from the 20s because I think they used to throw around each other a little more.
Oh, yeah, and the girls used to wear those.
They used to dance on the poles and they
dresses
did all
with
the
little
all the
feathers on it.
Stuff. Yeah, man.
And they put the feathers
cool
in their
stuff.
Head.
Yeah, that's right. I
they would
love
jiggle.
All that stuff. And to them, this,
they do the jitterbug.
This was considered a very like outlawed kind of thing. This was considered like, you know, you can't really do this.
Yeah, and Paul McCartney never jitterbug. Paul McCartney does. He jitterbugs.
Oh, Paul McCartney jitterbugs every day.
Hey, it is fall 2021.
Fall.
It is the Runner and Gunner show you are listening
Welcome
to on
fall.
The Wednesday. And the hump of the day is, what is a better game? What do you like better?
Frogger
or
versus Pac-Man. Choose
what is
wisely.
A better game? Tell me about it.
It's a very close tie. TheRunnerAndGunnerShow@gmail.com.
Well,
you guys got to hit us up and let us know, because we are very curious about your mind, your thoughts, and everything that you think about this show.
And have a great Wednesday. You know, the guy in front of you just cut you off. Let him cut you off. Fall behind and relax. You know, just you want to put on the Runner and Gunner Show, listen to some good entertainment, and feel great. That's all it is about.
Yep, just feel great and be great.
You want to feel great like Paul McCartney, not Paul McCartney. Even though it's fall 2021.
2021.
We want you to feel great, not because it's fall, but because Paul McCartney doesn't exist. And Paul McCartney is still alive today. He's actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 1999. Anyways, everybody, if you think Paul McCartney is alive, then you probably think that mermaids exist.
But UFOs. What would you do
if you put all in one boat a mermaid, a sailor, and a pirate? Who would win?
Who would
win? We'll talk about this and a lot more when we come back after this commercial break. But also, when we come back from these commercial breaks, we will talk about the release of Grand Theft Auto for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
The first Grand Theft Auto,
the first
3D
one.
Grand Theft Auto the to ever be released on a Nintendo product.
And it has online capabilities, so that's going to be insanely good.
It's going to be amazing. Hopefully, they don't get the PlayStation treatment where they give us like Tony Hawk, the redone version, but kind of like, sure, Nintendo.
We'll just give you a little piece of
scraps.
Yeah.
We'll give you a little stupid chunk of this. Your version's going to suck. PlayStation version's going to be awesome. We're going to have everything, internet, more things. You can buy things. And Nintendo, nah, get out of here. We'll give you the stupid version. Hopefully they don't do that to us this time with the Grand Theft Auto series.
Do it.
We'll review it. And a lot more of things like this after these commercial breaks. Oh, I meant after these commercial breaks. Yo, just driving around here on my Tesla. It only cost me 30 grand.
30 grand? Wow, where can I get one?
Well, you got 30 grand in your pocket right now?
I could get it.
Yoink, my money, fool. Zoom.
Wow, it was worth it to see him go 500 miles per hour on my 30 grand. Wait a minute, where's my money?
Tesla. Yo, what's up, everybody?
What up? This is the Runner and Gunner Show,
and we are here now with you. We are here every Monday and Wednesday from now on.
Mondays and Wednesdays from now on, so you got to tune in
from now on. We're here every Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday, so listen up close, everybody.
And we're not conscripted to that tiny little 30-minute spot. We can go 25 minutes. We can go 24 minutes.
We could go 24 hours. Wait a minute, no we can't. But
maybe
we
can
still do great things and help you guys feel better about your Mondays and Wednesdays.
The so Runner tune on and in. Gunner. The Runner and Gunner. The Runner and Gunner
Show.
Monday morning sits. Cracks. Wait, it's not Monday.
Wait.
Let's pop.
Cheers, Gunner.
Cheers, Gunner also. Gunner and Gunner Show. It's the new edition. Just kidding. It's a Runner and Gunner Show.
Runner Gunner Show.
If you don't know who Runner is, then you don't know who Gunner is, then you don't play video games, son.
And you've never heard a real podcast in your life.
Listen, do you ever play video games? Well, then you know what a runner is. He's the one who runs. You know what a gunner is? He's the one who guns. Have you ever made a drug deal? Well, runner is the one who runs.
Run it.
And gunner is the one who guns.
Shoot it.
Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Yeah.
What
we do is run and gun these shows.
It is Wednesday, actually. It's Wednesday the 17th.
Good Wednesday.
2021.
Number 17.
California,
November.
Los Angeles, Hollywood. We are here to tell
Welcome
you that the weather
Los
is
Angeles.
Perfect. We
of
know
course
that there's
it
a
is.
Snowstorm in half the world, but here in California, it's looking pretty nice.
It's just another beautiful, sunny Southern California day, just as they say. But for us, it's another great Wednesday because we have so many humps that we need to go over with. So we'll start at the top of the hill and slowly decline to the bottom, but we'll never fall.
The first subject is that Staples Center, previously known as nothing because it was new,
or as Staples Center,
turning itself into Crypto.com Center. What is crypto? Well, if you listen to the Runner and Gunner show, you know how to purchase secret crypto, and you know how to make it grow for you.
However, wait a minute, is crypto a plant?
Don't listen to the Runner and Gunner show, then you're probably TMW. But anyways, we're talking about the Staples Center turning into Crypto.com Center.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Crypto is a form of money which you make by getting baked. I mean, what you make by baking by the lake.
Easy bake oven.
There you go. So you bake your muffins and then you cook them and then crypto will come to your house.
And if they're 70 years old or from the 1970s, well, then they taste delicious.
So what you got to do is play that market and get that crypto.
Get it now.
Go for it while it's still fresh.
All right, we got a sad subject, and it is called El Corno
de El Corno
Corn.
Destruido.
Do you like corn? Well, then we can have corn. How good are street corns? What's your favorite type of street corn? Oh, man,
elote. I love Mr. Elote. I have one that actually comes to where I live right now. But to be honest, you have to live in the hood. So I used to have one that came to where I used to live, and now I still have one that comes to where I currently live. So that means corn is good. So they put mayonnaise on it.
I like the mayonnaise.
They put Parmesan on it. They put chili on it. They put butter on it. They mix all that stuff on it.
Put it on my corn.
And then you ask them for extra chili.
And then you get the corn husk.
They put a stick in it. But before they do all this, let's rewind it all the way back. So before they even do that, they put it in a big tub. And they boil it all. Hopefully they don't bathe in this
it's
tub.
It's corn.
But they might. And you still got to risk eating it. So if you got a little hair on your corn, don't eat it.
All you got to know is if it's a woman, get it. Because she probably knows what you're doing unless she's a sucia.
And she chafes.
But if it's a man, don't get it. Because he's got to pee somewhere. Anyways.
And they also have these things called.
Just make sure they wash their hands.
Bomb chips.
Actually.
The little wheel chips are good.
Eat some street
corn. Little wheel chips are good.
Have a good time.
And they put lemon in these
put
chips.
Put the lemon.
And they put freaking Parmesan again.
Put the Parmesan.
And they put freaking some special salsa and some red stuff. I don't know.
I like the
it's
chili.
Called, they call it Bloody Mary. And then you eat it and
I'll
it's
put
freaking
corn,
good.
Then you put the corn in. And then you put the corn husk and make tamales. And then you have
the
a good time.
In,
it's November. Thanksgiving's coming up. Yeah. Happy Feliz Giving. Yeah.
Feliz giving the
everybody.
Feliz giving
Paul
the
Paul and Ringo versus
Paul
Wayne
Ringo
and Garth
versus Wayne and Garth.
I'll tell you what Wayne
worthy.
And Garth would say. We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
So Wayne and Paul would just look. I mean, Wayne and Garth would look at Paul and Wayne and look at Garth and Ringo and just.
We're not worthy.
That was so mixed
we're
up.
We're not worthy. But
Paul
what about
and Ringo would look
Paul
at
and Ringo
Wayne and Garth and
nowadays
just
as 80-year-olds versus Wayne's World in 1992?
Or we're not worthy.
We're not worthy. But what about
even now?
Runner and Gunner versus Paul and Ringo. I'd knock Paul out.
Wow.
And then I'd say, I play better
story.
Rock and roll music than you.
And
then I'd knock Ringo out.
I would just hit Ringo
and
in the head with
a brooch.
I don't
know how to play drums.
And tell him,
you want to play drums for me?
Tell him, Ringo, come with me. And then he would come.
Oh, yeah.
And he would
Paul
play
McCartney
some drums
would say,
and we would make
Ouch,
some great
man, you didn't
music.
Have to do that so hard.
And then he would
Ouch,
get.
Ouch, man.
He's like, I am a knighted man.
And then,
he
like,
pulls his sword
oh,
out like
Sir
He-Man.
McCartney, I, lo siento, por favor, mi forgiveness, eh. And then we'd start playing rock and roll together.
And then I'll give him a big street corn and everybody would be happy, you know?
Yes!
Give them a couple corns
and
be like,
grosh.
All right, let's have peace. Let's eat our corn and drink some gross.
Corn,
and
gross,
have a
and
great
rock and roll.
Time. Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, that's
great
the
time.
Good life
that's,
right
that's,
there.
Cheers to that. Oh,
yeah.
Yes!
Forget it. Let's cheers.
Yep. Oh, gross.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Paul and Ringo are just gods versus pretty much anybody right now that's alive or that has lived before. Put them two together. I mean, we're just talking about the two living Beatles. And you put these two guys together and that's it to me.
So,
there's nobody greater in rock history right now that is living than these two guys.
And
luckily, Wayne and Garth are cool. And they're funny.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with everything you just said right there.
Yeah.
Well, who are the best groups from the 60s?
From the 60s. Are we talking groups? Are we talking solo? Or what's going on here?
Let's talk both.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Who, what is the best group? And then who is the best solo artist?
We already both know the best group. There's no no questioning either one of us.
What about the Rolling Stones?
I would say they are the second in the whole
What about everything. Van Morrison?
Van Morrison as a solo artist is up there. Huh. You see, that's making me think because there's a lot. We forget that also Motown was going down at this time. So we're forgetting about Marvin Gaye.
Motown.
We're forgetting about Stevie Wonder. We're forgetting about so many others that were great as solo acts.
I love them all. I just love
You know, it's really hard to just pick a single act from that era. And it's just hard. There's so many groups that are great from the 60s and so many solo acts that could kick basketball's butt and make three-pointers all day against any great defending three-pointing team.
So wait, who's a great solo artist from the 60s?
Solo.
Petula Clark?
Petula Clark was
Leslie
good.
Gore?
Leslie Slore? No, wait.
Connie Francis? Connie Stevens?
Connie Chung? Wait, she was... Cat Stevens? No, wait. Cat Stevens, he ate too many cats.
Cat Stevens?
He's from China.
He ate too many cats.
Oh, sorry.
And he didn't love his dad.
Yeah.
You should have saw your dad, dude. You should have just went to his house and saw him. Talk to him on the phone. Every day. Talk to him on the phone. You can't see him.
What about a lot of people like Neil Diamond?
Well, we said one.
Neil Diamond
Morrison
is pretty cool.
Neil Diamond
was cool, but he's underrated.
Jimmy was the Hendrix Experience.
Jimmy pretty much was a single. Santana, too. He had his group, and he doesn't really sing. But he doesn't sing, but he is Santana.
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison was his own. Van Morrison.
He came from them.
Van Morrison, yeah. Them.
Yeah.
All
his
those
group
songs.
Was them in his solo career.
Brown Eyed Girl. We're talking Gloria. We're talking Here Comes the Night. We're talking many, many hits. Hit after hit from that guy.
And then Diana Ross was also a group.
But she went solo in the 70s.
Tom Jones.
Oh, it's not unusual. What's
it's
new, Pussycat?
It's not unusual
Man.
To be loved by everyone.
A lot of great hits from Tom Jones. And the ladies used to go nuts. Barry White.
The ladies
Barry
used to
White
go nuts.
Barry White actually got
cats.
Big in the 70s, but in the 60s, he was
Cat
getting...
Stevens, like
Cat
you had
Stevens,
mentioned.
Yeah.
But Barry was, White, Cats Cat in the Cradle. Stevens, Tom yeah. Jones, everybody is great when you're a
They're
solo
all great.
Artist
But
in
we're
the
not
60s.
Talking so much about Marvin Gaye, Al Green... Freaking, there's a lot of them missing.
Al Green,
man. He was one of the best of all time. Oh,
who else we got?
Brentwood.
Otis Redding.
Boogum song.
Otis Redding made one hit and died.
Otis Redding, one of the best hits ever, sitting on the dock of the bay. So there's so many, like, solo artists that... What about... Richie Valens doesn't count because they died right before the 60s hit.
Yeah.
All of them did. Elvis, what about Elvis?
Linda Ronstadt.
Elvis.
There you go.
The king wins.
Done.
The king wins. Solo artist Elvis.
Done.
Found him.
Freaking done.
All right, that's it.
You want to know the best solo artist from the 60s? Elvis.
Elvis.
You
want to
know the best group from the 60s?
The Beatles.
Done.
That's it.
In case you don't know that,
Bob Dylan's pretty close too. We forgot about him. Bob Dylan was all right.
Yeah, Bob Dylan was pretty close, but he ain't nowhere near Elvis.
He wasn't no king.
Yeah,
so,
Frank Sinatra was in the 60s. Dean Martin was in the 60s.
Man.
Well, now it's coming.
See, here we go.
There it is.
It's all coming out.
All right, everybody. We're talking about this next subject here. It's called quantum computers.
Quantum computers.
These quantum computers are so fast.
They're freaking...
That I heard that they can make 1,000 different directions in 1 second.
Wow.
Yep.
You see, what the heck? How are we still...
Information. We just piled information onto disks.
Wow.
And these disks are now microscopic.
Amazing.
And so these microscopic, they're really microscopic now. And there's a quantum amount of them in one single chip. That's
so
how microscopic
they're so microscopic that we can't see them with the naked eye. You got to use some kind of super duper...
You need a quantum computer.
Quantum computer. Quantum leap.
Yep. Quantum leap.
Smoke a heap of hemp? I mean...
But... Will these quantum computers be able to create human arms for people who have lost their arms?
Hmm.
And how good will these
Human arms freaking... What if they become...
Printed arms B.
Wait a minute. What if they program these arms to do certain things?
Oh, like punch?
I was thinking more of the lines of a pleasure. In a, I mean, I was thinking about... throwing a fastball 190,000 miles an hour at the highest speed ever.
Whoa. What about slam dunking a basketball, breaking the court every time?
What about picking Andre the Giant up with one quantum arm and throwing him out of the stadium?
Whoa.
What kind of crazy technology is this? Is quantum this technology going to
get They're actually... upon us. They're among us right now.
So this is the beginning. We're actually...
This is the beginning.
It's called the renaissance of the quantum
from the Runner and Gunner show.
So, yes.
You won't hear about quantum computers from any other podcast on Spotify.
Because they won't allow it.
They do not know about it. Only Runner and Gunner know about these things. You know why? Because we are gentlemen.
We are kind and gentlemen. We study our stuff.
So I read about a book every day. But anyways,
you guys need to look into it.
Tooting our own horns. We're telling you to read books. Start reading, fool. How lazy are you?
Yeah, just read a little bit. A little bit every day helps, you know? A
little bit
just
every day.
And it actually helps you from losing your mind, too. Like, getting Alzheimer's helps you.
Yeah.
It prevents you from getting Alzheimer's. You
want Alzheimer's in the future, right?
Smoke fatty, read a book. And you don't be fat, read a book. Yeah, exactly. And read lots of books.
Yeah.
Wait, you can read a lot of books about being a chef and get
fat. What are you going to be in the future?
What are you
audience? We're talking future? To you, Runner what Gunner. We've already had this conversation.
Our future is
we've had
here.
Deep conversations, deeper than we have ever had with you. But we are teaching you because we teach people. That's what we are. We're a couple of teachers.
And our future is now and ahead. You know what I mean? Like right now is the future. If you really think about time in a little speck of time, you could become what you want to become if you push forward to that goal.
You are so one pushing forward to that goal away
is
from getting your
the
goal.
The best thing that can happen in your life.
Yeah, prepare for the future, everybody. It's coming, and the quantum computer is making it happen a lot faster
than you even expect. Yeah,
I heard that 40% of all money made today, it was made in the last, since the pandemic.
Yeah, pretty much.
But now the pandemic's over.
It's pretty much
you got to get some of that money.
Get dig. Get into it. Get into it. And prepare for your future. Get ready. Start studying again. Get back on it.
Don't get those computers.
Don't
buy a computer.
Don't use this COVID crap for an excuse. Let's get on
it,
people.
You got to think about technology as what is essential and what is not. You got to think about essential technology.
What do you need and what do you not need?
We got someone. We got a specialist who could help us out.
Oh, we do? Who is
with
it?
Helping you.
Oh, man, really?
Hold on. Let me bring him.
We got one of those big. We got Bill Gates. Who the hell do we got here? Lenny.
All right. Here it comes, everybody.
Who'd you say?
Uncle Lenny's here.
Oh, crap. This guy?
Oh, man. He's here.
All right. Well, shit.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's me. Uncle Lenny, you're back. All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Uncle Lenny. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man.
Oh, so,
what's up, Paul?
So,
you're still doing the Runner and Gunner show, huh?
Yeah, well, we got to keep doing that because...
So lame.
All your followers need it. You know, there's a lot of Uncle Lenny followers that need it more than Uncle Lenny.
I got tattoos in my hands. I got more followers than you.
Okay, so you think. Anyways, what technology do you think is the most essential since these 20s have began? Because we're living in the 20s. We're living in the new technology era. 20s. We were just talking about the quantum computers. Mm-hmm. And so do you think, what do you think is essential for these current days? Well, what kind of technology?
Basically, a quantum computer is a computer that can make 5 billion decisions at one time.
In
a matter of moments, matter of seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
And so basically with that kind of technology, you're looking at an unprecedented future that has redesigned all men in creativity, will rewrite the books for everyone, and it will set everything back to zero, so that we have to start all over again in this new
futuristic
world.
So, Uncle Lenny, are you trying to say that these computers will set us back to the caveman days?
I'm telling you
what will not happen.
I'm telling you that AI will be much more essential than a human being in, say, about 50 years.
Well, I disagree very strongly because human created AI.
No,
and
also dogs will be more essential than human beings. And
wait, what kind of dogs are you talking about? Are you talking about the ones that need the blind?
30
or just
years.
The regular dogs? Like the regular everyday house dog?
Yeah. Wow. Regular, everyday, house-dog golden retriever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I strongly disagree again, sir. Sorry, Uncle Lenny. You are way off of what we're talking about here. Right, we're trying to talk about essential. This is not essential.
I'm going to be thinking about
things that are essential
for weeks to come, runner.
Well, things that are essential are just like simple things. Like Google Maps are now essential.
What is essential is a computer with hands.
Is it?
And then a computer with very vivid HD quality 10K technology glasses.
Uncle Lenny, that when it comes to the technology, I mean the 10K and all that, it doesn't really matter. As long as it does its job and it takes us where we need to go and it puts you in whatever whatever site you need to go to, it doesn't matter how high quality it is. Let me explain it to you like this.
As long as we gentlemen, isn't that what you call us? As long as we can have girlfriends that are created on the computer at 1 a.m. in the morning.
So you're talking about the cyberbots that you are wishing for in the future.
Hold on,
shut the hell up. Kick his ass. Get him, get him.
Get out of here. Dang, man. Sometimes Uncle Lenny gets...
Damn, we gotta kick his ass
off. Get a girlfriend on the computer-generated girlfriend. What kind of man is that?
Man, he's nuts. I'm telling you.
That's essential technology?
I was trying to explain to him.
A computer with hands? Are you kidding me?
The things he says were unessential. Everything he was saying was way off.
I mean, the quantum computers is pretty awesome. I think that everyone should have a computer, if only to have a job.
Yeah.
To make lots of money instead of, working... physically.
Yeah.
No.
But not let a computer do your job for you.
Get your computer.
Uncle Lenny was saying.
Do your Monday morning business, your Wednesday afternoon business on the computer.
Exactly.
Then.
Exactly.
After you make all your money, you turn the computer off and you spend time with your significant other or your kids.
Yeah.
Or your family.
Give them the knowledge that they so yearn for. And then, and plus, it's helping you, and you're
and electricity is nature. Inside. Electricity is nature. So do all your business on the electricity.
But don't let electricity run you.
Yeah, get
we
back to
run
the bars,
electricity.
Get back to
Uncle
ice,
Lenny was saying that electricity runs us, which is opposite of the truth.
Yeah, that's what Uncle Lenny was pretty much saying was that,
and
electricity
it does not.
Runs us.
So.
Electricity.
Just know that electricity, man invented electricity, man invented everything.
Clothes dryer, does your clothes dryer run you? Because that's static electricity. That doesn't run you. It's fun. Make money. But then, when you make your money, turn it off, spend time with your kids, spend time with your family, drink a beer, breathe in air. Go
and
swimming.
Just relax.
Drink some water.
Learn about yourself and your soul.
Get in touch
and get
with nature.
Assorted with your goals. Figure out what you're going to do tomorrow.
Your purpose.
Think about your next day and the next day.
Yeah.
Don't think about how technology is going to run my next day. Think about what I'm going to do tomorrow. Not technology.
Yeah.
I am going to
Because you are dirt. Because you are also an element. Technology is an element and so are you. You're different elements.
Different types of elements. Yeah, they are
so
actually...
So become in touch with your
not
elementals.
The same elements as us.
Yeah, gather a bunch of elementals. And gather a bunch of elementals.
And take a bunch of Mentos and have the fresh maker
and
take over your computer.
Mental like him, BJ Herman.
Huh? Where'd I go?
Who is a mental basket case? We're not saying that. Anyways, whoa, we got deep. That was deep.
That was a lot, we are already getting ready to end the show.
What would you do if the Raiders won the Super Bowl?
If the Raiders won the Super Bowl, what would I do? Man, honestly,
oh, yeah, that's gross.
The honest truth, I'd probably have plenty of water and eat a lot of broccoli and enjoy myself. How about you? That was a code, but if you guys could, it was a Da Vinci code.
Producer is telling us that we ran way too long.
Oh, shoot.
And we got to wrap
this
up.
All right.
But if the Raiders win the Super Bowl, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will buy you
runner.
Uh-huh.
15 Rambo's tacos.
Oh, man. And I will eat 15 Rambo's tacos on the air.
Yes.
If the Raiders win the Super Bowl, I'll eat them all on the air. I'll starve myself the whole day during the Super Bowl from morning to the end of the Super Bowl.
And that Monday.
And eat them on the air.
Yes. That is right. So you heard that, everybody. If the Raiders win the Super Bowl, 15 Rambo's
tacos. And runners eating 15, gunners buying 15, and they all have to have hot sauce in them.
And guess
hot
what else? Salsa. Gunner will also eat 15 tacos.
Oh, here we go. 30. We
30 heard everybody. Rambo's tacos.
30 Rambo's with tacos.
Extra chili.
If the Raiders.
If you live in West Covina, go to Rambo's Tacos.
Francisquito.
Look it up. All right, everybody. The hump of the day.
The hump of the day. Today is. Frogger.
Frogger versus Pac-Man. What is a better arcade game? What is a better game on the
So NES? We talked about this earlier.
What is a better game on the Game Boy Advance?
And both of these games, it was very, very close to being a tie. Both these games are great. I love them both. Yeah. You know, they both have a
I love them both. I had a Frogger on a Game Boy Color. It was the very first colorful game on Game Boy.
Game Boy Color.
It switched from yellow and black to color.
Yeah.
And that was way back when. I still remember because I don't forget anything.
Yeah,
and,
those were
I bought it. My family bought it for me for Christmas, and they bought me that Frogger. That is nice. I plugged it in. I had Bomberman, too.
The little cartridge. Bomberman, too, yeah.
Boom, I was Frogger killing was it on cool. Frogger on the Nintendo Game Boy Color.
And you go across, you leap Frogger across, version. You got to avoid traffic. We were talking about
Pac-Man was also for the Game Boy Color. I didn't play that game, but also Pac-Man is for your PlayStation 4 if you have it.
Yeah, you can but get they the got Namco. These super duper Pac-Mans. I don't know, I'm not too into the super duper Pac-Mans, but I like the old school one, like the real deal.
Like if
they
you
have
these
super crazy weird and it gets all psychedelic colors and you eat the Powerball and it goes
sometimes
crazy.
If you go to the bar, if you go to a restaurant, they have
remember the flat one? Have you seen the flat one?
Table
the flat
Pac-Man.
Table Pac-Man? That is
put your
bad.
Quarters and put your pennies into that
Do
thing.
It. If you see a flat table Pac-Man, you guys better get out there and play it.
So
because that is
that
living
sense,
the old school
With that
way.
Said, I will choose Pac-Man over Frogger, even though I played Frogger on the Game Boy
and
Color.
And I would say that I love Frogger so much, and I love leaping across. Man, that game was great. But I also have to choose Pac-Man because I love Pac-Man.
I'll sip to that.
Sip to that.
All right, everybody. What is your favorite game, Frogger
or Pac-Man? You got to pick one and choose one.
The Runner and Gunner Show at gmail.com. Email us and we'll talk about you and tell
us
your name.
We will get back to you and we will.
Do not give us your social security number. We are not like that.
Yeah, we don't want to steal your whole world. But if you want a shout out, you better say something good and positive about us and we'll give you a quick little shout out on this wonderful show that we have.
All right. Now, we went way over our time. Our producers are going to freaking punch us in the stomach.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We got to be going, guys.
One of them, his name is Daryl, and he is bald-headed, and he is a punk.
And Carol is a big old giant woman, and she is about 6'10".
So they're saying we have to do the two-minute rundown right now. We're sorry we went so long.
Two-minute rundown!
But the two-minute rundown!
So, here we go. The Lakers are struggling right now as we speak. The Clippers are struggling as well.
Mm.
Dodgers still rebuilding. Angels got to rebuild. The Raiders have been struggling also. They lost last Sunday. Let's hope that they could win this Sunday.
They better.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the sports world, and we just know that you
Hockey's
guys...
Hockey's here. We want the Kings to win.
The Kings.
The Ducks
The
suck.
Ducks are not doing well. And the Kings are struggling as well, so we better kick some butt.
Yeah,
let's
Ducks,
go,
you
Kings.
Better win. Also, Grand Theft Auto,
San Andreas,
and Vice City are coming out for the Nintendo.
The Switch.
The very first time that they've been on Nintendo
and it's
going to
be
system
enhanced.
Ever.
They're going to enhance it.
And with enhanced controls and graphics.
You guys got to go get it. Go out there.
They don't get the cheap treatment where PlayStation gives us the crummy version.
Yep, just like they usually do.
Yeah, like Tony Hawk. The remaster version, like PlayStation 4 got the coolest, most awesome version ever. Mm-hmm. And then we got PlayStation 5 got the best version ever made. And then what? Nintendo got this crummy piece of garbage, broken, no frame rate version. Come on. We make more money than you. Anyways, everybody, it is Wednesday the 17th.
Go out there and get that Grand Theft Auto. Because it's going to be online. This is going
to
be the first time ever
that
Grand Theft Auto, the old Grand Theft Auto, has been online. It's going to be trippy to play Vice City online.
Also,
it's going to be trippy to play San Andreas Online and Grand Theft Auto 3. Get online.
Beat it. Play the story. Watch it if you have. If you're new to the series.
Get with your friends. Call your friends. Tell them to get it.
The Nintendo Switch version, of course. Not Switch. The PlayStation 5 version with all its bells and whistles. Switch. But also, Truth Social comes out on the 21st.
Truth Social.
And in case you're a Trump fan, you'll probably love this site. But also, in case you're just trying to look for a new social media platform, this one's probably going to be pretty down. It's also, we got freaking the Staples Center turned into Crypto.com.
Crypto.com.
And then, December 1st, Facebook turns into Meta, and they start the Metaverse video game land for the world.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be a game changer, to say the least. Everybody, that is the 2-minute rundown. This is the Runner and Gunner show. We don't usually go this long, but this is the Wednesday edition, so we don't care what we do. We don't care because
it's a season opener.
Everybody, all we want you to do is stay safe, have fun, say things that are nice to everybody.
Be kind.
And this will be our year. I know the year's not over yet. It's 2021 still, right? Can we check the calendar?
So don't be a Lenny. Get out there. Be kind to somebody. Treat somebody kind next to you. Shake your next man's hand and try and be the greatest person that you know you can.
Be them. You know what? These last 2 months are going to be the greatest months of the year.
Yes,
I'm telling you that because I know that's the truth. Everybody, God bless you.
God bless. Be safe in the fall. Drive safely.
Yeah, we're turning it off. Jeez.
Hold on, we're almost out, man. Let me have one more beer and then we'll go.
Oh! Hey guys, it's me, Uncle Ian, man.
Get his ass out of here. Kick that sucker out. Get his ass out.
Man. I get it. We're clicking it now. Clicking it. No, clicking it.
Okay, we went over our time. So what?
Clicking it now.